This is Michael J. Fox. Thanks for listening to this podcast. Learn more about the Michael J. Fox Foundation's work and how you can help speed a cure at michaeljfox.org.
This is Dave Iverson. Young onset Parkinson's includes anyone who's been diagnosed with the disease before the age of 50. Nancy Mulhern was in her early 40s when she realized that something was amiss.
I remember distinctly the first time I noticed something was wrong was when I was going for a jog in my neighborhood and a neighbor drove by and I raised my hand to wave to that neighbor and my pinky did not do what I wanted it to do. It acted like it just had a mind of its own.
That uncooperative pinky turned into a hand that wouldn't stop shaking. So Nancy went to see a neurologist.
The neurologist thought, he said, I don't mean to scare you. You may have young onset Parkinson's, but I'm not sure. So I'm going to send you to a movement disorder specialist in Philadelphia. And I went there, and that doctor diagnosed me right away with young onset Parkinson's.
Nancy went home and told her husband, but no one else. She wasn't ready to accept a diagnosis normally associated with people much older than she was.
When you think you have your whole future ahead of you and you have a whole bucket list of items in mind of things you want to accomplish and you get thrown with such a surprise like this that you feel your life is over, you're so worried about everybody else in your family, how you will affect their lives. You don't want to be a burden. I didn't want to be pitied. I didn't want people staring at me to see if I was shaking. I did not want to make it part of my world, and it's a very difficult diagnosis to accept because it's just so unclear what the future holds. You just don't know.
In time, Nancy finally turned to a support group for help, but what she experienced there actually made accepting Parkinson's that much harder.
What happened was after living in denial for so long, I knew I needed help somewhere emotionally, so I did look on the web and look in local papers to try to find Parkinson's support groups. And I did go to, I would say, three different meetings. Every single one of them, I felt like the youngest one. And I felt I was surrounded by pamphlets on assisted living and devices to help maneuver in bathrooms and people that couldn't eat by themselves. It was so overwhelmingly brutal that it made me feel worse instead of better.
But Nancy also knew she had to find a way forward, and that led her to attending another event, this time a Parkinson's research conference sponsored by the Michael J. Fox Foundation. But when she got there, she felt overwhelmed all over again.
As I turned around to leave that room because I thought, I can't handle this, there was a staff member who saw me, and she came over to me and asked me if she could help me, and I told her, I said, I don't think I'm going to stay here. I don't think I can do this. And she said, she talked to me a little further, and she led me to a table with other young people with Parkinson's. And she sat me next to Sonia Mather, who had been diagnosed a couple of years before me with young onset Parkinson's. And that moment changed my life completely in dealing with my diagnosis because she made me feel for the first time like I wasn't alone.
It was a moment that proved to be the proverbial turning point in Nancy's journey with Parkinson's. She started attending other Parkinson's-related events, and before long realized she wanted to make a difference in the fight against the disease. She decided to start raising money to benefit the Fox Foundation and help speed the search for a cure.
I had heard that in order to have a successful fundraiser, take something that you love and find a way to work with it to find a cure and raise some money. So I thought, all right, I love to have a good party, so I'm going to plan a little party with my friends, have a little music and maybe an auction and raise a little money. And it turned out that I raised $35,000 in the first year that I got involved.
Since that first fundraiser, she's held five more events, raising over $150,000. And just as important, she's given others a chance to participate alongside her. And it's reconfirmed that she's far from alone.
When you have someone in your family or a friend that has a diagnosis of a progressive illness, you want to help them, but you don't always know how. You don't know what to say or what to do. But when that person tells you, please do this, they'll do it. They want to do it, and it makes them feel good to know they're helping. So It's nice to feel loved.
That common bond includes Nancy's two kids, who were teenagers when she was diagnosed. And just as it took time for Nancy to accept the reality of Parkinson's in her life, it took her son and daughter a while to accept it as part of theirs as well.
It was a slow process for them. It's not something that they accepted easily. But as time went on, they became involved. And 2 years ago, my son participated in the Tour de Fox cycling event with me in California, in Sonoma County. This year, my daughter will run in the New York City Marathon with Team Fox. So they're wonderful, and they wear their Team Fox t-shirts proudly, and they've come a long way, too, actually.
It's been nearly a dozen years since Nancy Mulhern was diagnosed with young-onset Parkinson's. And while it's a diagnosis no one, no matter their age, ever wants to receive, she says Parkinson's has also changed her in ways she never could have imagined.
You don't ever think in a million years that your life will be enriched when you have a Parkinson's diagnosis. Never, ever. But there is a way to fight back against this disease. It wants to win, but you find that if you fight back, you become stronger than you ever thought you would ever in a million years become. I think Parkinson's, while it's changed me in a bad way physically, it's changed me in a very positive way mentally. Now I found like a force within me. It's kind of like I conquered my fear. I've gotten busy to get to a cure, and I will stand in front of hundreds of people and tell them I have Parkinson's because I want a cure for my kids and my grandkids. I feel like it's a gift I can give them. I don't know that I can hold them, but I can try to give them a cure for Parkinson's. And so that's what motivates me.
That's Nancy Mulhern. She'll join us when we take up the topic of young onset Parkinson's on our June 15th Third Thursday webinar. To register or to watch later, visit michaeljfox.org. I'm Dave Iverson.
This is Michael J. Fox. Thanks for listening to this podcast. Learn more about the Michael J. Fox Foundation's work and how you can help speed a cure at michaeljfox.org.